the first question is, why do we care about local investing?
Yeah, I think there's really two reasons here that are worth focusing on. The first one is that we should care about local business, that is locally owned business. And people don't appreciate that depending on how you define local, locally owned business or locally owned institutions like hospitals, schools, local government, they're responsible for between 60 and 80% of the jobs in the US economy. This is a sector that is highly profitable, except for startups. It is competitive. It is where there's a lot of dynamism and entrepreneurship. It's the sector that is most clearly supporting local economic development through income, wealth, and jobs because local businesses spend more of their money locally. It's connected with environmental protection, with walkability, with political participation, with volunteership, with civil society. So there's a lot of reasons we ought to love our local businesses. I would argue it's really hard to solve a bunch of local problems, everything from housing to energy to poverty to economic development, unless we fundamentally change our investment behavior. And so local investment is really an invitation for people to start shifting their behavior from putting money into global capital markets and putting it back into their community.
If you want to get excellence in local fresh food or in fresh food, if you want to get excellence in meat you can trust, if you want to get excellence in a bank that you can pick up a phone and talk to anybody, there's a real connection between investing in the businesses that you want to depend on and the importance of quality that you can't get if you go to Wall Street.
I think community banks are, you know, they're struggling to redefine themselves and give themselves a clearer competitive advantage over the big banks. And I think one of the ways they can do this is to be supportive of investment crowdfunding. These sovereign state banks can take advantage of the fact that, at least for some aspects of securities law, if you're doing it in state, you only have to follow the in-state laws. So if you can tweak in-state laws, you can facilitate a lot of what you're imagining here.
I just want to make a pitch to involve the local schools and community colleges, because on one hand, you're trying to swing capital to be available. But I think the key to getting the investment result is to swing the young people back onto Main Street. Because the biggest strain in these communities is the young people are taking off and working for the big companies. And so if you can have a critical mass, and the community colleges and the local schools are a big player, if you can get a critical mass that also swings in that critical mass of young people, then they don't disappear into the military and to the cities. And then you've really got something. My neighbors in Tennessee can put an infinite amount of money in the lottery. They can put an infinite amount of money into illegal drugs, no problem. But they can't invest in a small business without going to jail. And I think the time has come when people are going to look at that and say, you know something? That's politics. That has nothing to do with protecting me from financial fraud.
Absolutely.
So I'm with you. I think there is time for breakthrough. And the reality is we can't make it through the transition we're going through economically without these kinds of reviving local economies. It can't happen. And I think that's becoming pretty obvious to people. So it's time for real breakthroughs.
The sky's the limit. And we need to make all of these other changes. So dream big and we'll make it happen.